but these guys have actually been career advisors. Like, you know, they're looking to set me up for success, introduce me to the right people, and they've, like, you know, helped me so much in terms of like consolidating my knowledge in the industry and helping me map out a mentorship plan for my career. So with these guys, it's been amazing. The firm that I was prior to Notion at Ethnal Green Ventures, they were amazing. Unfortunately, I wasn't there for too long, and I was just there for about 6 weeks, but they were amazing, really helpful, introduced me to quite a few people within the industry whilst I was there, were willing to help me out with certain things. So far it's been great. I haven't necessarily met somebody who's been put off by my background or put off by my eagerness to be involved within VC. But if we're being honest, the VC industry is notoriously not very diverse at all. So both in terms of gender and race. So it's something that I can see that quite a few VCs within the scene are looking to address, which I know like Notion is definitely looking to address. And it's nice to see that there's some conversation around the topic and there's been a little bit of movement. However, I don't think it's moving anywhere near as fast as it could be. So I haven't experienced anything yet, but I do have some friends who have had a few weird experiences with people in the industry purely because of their race, which is still unfortunate to hear. So so I guess it's just like, you know, trying to move forward from here and then trying to stay true to who I am and not folding for anyone, regardless, like, you know, because of my race, not trying to make anyone else feel uncomfortable because I'm black, or trying to make them not feel a certain type of way because I'm from the background that I'm from. So that's something that I think is really, really important, and I haven't folded there, and I'm happy that I haven't. I don't plan on doing so anytime soon. So yeah, that's just my take on it.
I like that. So one other thing I want to touch upon is, you mentioned it earlier in the call, is being an introvert. So I have done tests. I would class myself as an introvert. And a previous company I worked at, the founder, shout out to Mike Eder, listening, from student beans. He was an introvert too. So he gave me a book. What was the name? Oh, fuck. I will put the name of the book in the description. And it details the difference between how introverts and extroverts are treated and the childbearing process, and how particular countries, aka America, have a heavy focus on extroversion, and it's okay to be brash, loud, and aggressive. And as a result, introverts tend to be the quiet workers who just turn up, get the job done on a regular basis, but don't perhaps get the credit, the acclaim that extroverts get. How have you found being an introvert in fundamentally what is an extrovert's world?
If I'm being honest, I found it quite difficult. As you know, the extroverts get more of the attention. Like, you know, they're seen doing things and
the most basic stuff.
And I learned this whilst I was at Google. My mentor there said to me, he's like, you know, Josh, it's great that you're doing the job and you're doing it well, but you need to let other people know that you're doing the job. You need to be loud about what you're doing. Make sure everyone else in the team knows what you're doing. Whereas, like, you know, I was brought up to put my head down, get the job done, be efficient and be reliable. That is it. So for me, it was a foreign thing to me. I didn't quite understand it. It's something that I've improved on right now. But for me, I've had to become much more intentional about connecting with people. Now, one thing that I want to make clear to people who are listening is that they shouldn't mistake introverts for people for shyness. Like, you know, I don't think they're synonymous at all. Introverts typically are people who get most of their energy by being in solitude, by being by themselves. I recharge by being on my own, whereas extroverts recharge by being with other people. That's where they get all of their energy from. They enjoy that stuff. Not to say that introverts don't, but that's the way it is. It's not shy and outgoing. It's very, very different, because I don't class myself as shy, timid, or quiet. However, I've been mistaken for that purely because like, you know, I've got a very, very calm, relaxed nature about myself. So for me, like one of the partners at Notion, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but I consider him as an introvert. But the way he goes about the way he goes about the business and the way he handles himself is the way I aspire to be. Very calm, relaxed guy. He doesn't say anything unnecessarily. However, when he speaks facts and you'll feel it. Like, you know, he's very, very efficient in his choice of words and what he says. And that's what I think is important for introverts. Like, if you don't feel comfortable speaking, I don't think there's a need to force it. But when you do speak, make sure that when you speak, the ground trembles. That's the way I see it. So I feel like the first step for any introvert within, like, you know, these prototypical extrovert industries is just to come to terms with yourself and just understand that if you're an introvert, you're an introvert. Claim it. It's not going anywhere. You can't change. But there are ways around it. Whether it be networking, some people find that daunting. It's just something that you have to do in this industry. You go out there, you meet people, you do your 2 hours, half an hour, 45 minutes. You meet your few interesting people that you're looking to talk to, and then you leave. So I feel like it's much more intentional for us introverts, whereas extroverts is kind of like, you know, yeah, I do this every single day. I love doing this. Like, this is my, you know, my bread and butter. So it's coming to terms with the fact that you're an introvert, but also being proud of it, being proud that you're an introvert, and just being efficient and being practical in your conversations and your interactions with people. Not to say that you have to be boring or that you have to, like, you know, keep to yourself and be very, very strict with yourself. No, I'm not saying that at all. But it's possible to be an introvert and still show your personality. Like, one book that I've been reading thus far that I found really, really helpful on this journey, which I haven't read yet, is called Quiet. So
that's the book you recommend. Is the cover of the book like a white or off-white color?
Yeah, exactly. That's the book. Is that the book that you're talking about? Yeah, yes. Exactly. That is the best book for anyone who identifies as an introvert or an extrovert. Even read that book, and it is amazing. I like it's helped me so much. So, yeah.
Beautiful. And just a few closing questions. What do you think are the secrets behind you being where you currently are? Not to say that where you are is the pinnacle of your career. We see life, I'd like to see life, as Nipsey Hussle says, as a marathon. Right now we're running this lap and we've got quite a few more laps to go. But what are the secrets to the endurance that you've had to showcase to get to this current lap?
Sure. A saying that myself and two of my closest friends from university, I consider them as brothers, is that take L's every day and don't feel any certain type of way about it, in a sense that, like, you know, hardships, they come, like, you know, difficulties, they come, regardless of whether you're white, you're black, you're rich, you're poor, you're this, you're that. These difficulties come, and the best way to go about it is to not take it personally, power through it. If you have to cry for half an hour, like, you know, I'll let you cry. If you have to cry for the rest of the day, I'll let you cry. But if I should come back the next day and I still find you crying there on the floor, that's where the problem comes in. Like, you take the L's, you swallow it, you get up, and you push on. Like, especially being, like, you know, as I said, like, you know, especially having a Nigerian heritage. My parents,
when you said that, I felt like my dad was talking to me.
Literally, this is just lessons that my dad taught me. Like, you know, these guys have been through the craziest of things, and I'm sure you can relate. I'm sure many people can relate. Like, you know, our parents have tried so hard, and they don't complain. Like, you know, for us, like, sometimes our difficulties can lie in not getting a job that we thought that we were great for, or, like, you know, not getting that promotion, or not getting that grade that you thought you were going to get. Like, you know, life is tough, but there are people out there who are in worse positions than you, people out there who are in better positions than you. The way I see it, you swallow it, you take your L, and you wake up with a positive attitude the next day, and you push forward. Like, it's just like, this life is too hard. Sorry, this life is too short for you to be worrying about these small things in a grand scheme of things. Like, that's just the way I think you should just, go about these things. You take your L's and you move on. Your W's are coming. And when that big fat W comes, every L in the past will seem worth it, will be worth it, actually. So you've got to have that positive attitude just to power through things.
I like that. So I believe in the idea that we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors, and especially as myself, as a first, second generation immigrant in this country, I speak to my mother, I speak to my grandmother about the, some of the stories of their life. And bro, I can't complain. Any issue I'm facing, it's so trivial. It's so trivial compared to the hardships of their life. I'm complaining about this guy trying to push in front of me on the train. I'm complaining about you know, my lunch break at work not being long enough, and the room being too cold.
These first world problems.
This country, when they were in their early 20s, not necessarily speaking the language, having to hustle, grind, acclimate to a culture, which, you know, fundamentally, once their prefrontal cortex has developed, fundamentally go through career development. Some people have, some parents were doctors back home, and they've had to come to this country and take, you know, somewhat minimal jobs just to put food on the table. Can't complain, man. All we can do is just work, man. The life, everything is relative, right? And I think what we need to do is spend time going back home and just realize that all the issues I thought I was facing, they're not really real issues. It's just relative to my first world problems. There's real problems out here, and not being able to get the new Yeezys on release day is not a problem.
Yeah, exactly. It's not nice. It's not nice. No, it's like, you woke up at 6 a.m. You had the whole queue. You're upset. Yeah. That's perfectly fine.
I had the bots lined up. My bots didn't work.
Exactly. And like, you know, with the sneakers app, it kept crashing. Whereas like, you've got, you know, friends who were able to order five pairs. Things happen.
Now they're selling you like £200 above retail, and you think, how did you get that? That's not
fair. Exactly. It doesn't matter.
So I want to end it on this one question here. What's something that you failed at recently?
Something I failed at recently. The reason why I'm taking so long to think, it's not that I don't fail often. I do. I'm just trying to think of one that, you know, that isn't so embarrassing that I can't share. Is there any type of example that you're looking for? Because I can give you, like, you know, standard fails across.
My example was I went ice skating the other day. And in my head, when I last went ice skating, I was like, you know, not quite Christy Yamaguchi in the 1992's Olympic Games, but, you know, a few tests below. But I remember myself skating backwards, you know, just vibing with it. It was real easy. And I get on the skates this time, and boy, it was different. Different experience.
Oh no. Okay. I guess an embarrassing one for me was similar to yours. I think it was a Friday evening after work. I was leaving work, and now Notion's office is based in Bond Street, so near Oxford Street. So very busy, a lot of people there. And I think I was rushing down the steps in the station. However, it was raining that day as well, and I was wearing my Clarks. Now, whoever owns Clarks knows that they don't have the best grip in the world. And I slipped about a good 5 to 6, 7 steps, and my head hit the steps. It was very painful. And bear in mind that, you know, I'm not exactly a small guy. I'm about, what, 5'11 and a half. I'm about 110 kg. So, like, you know, I'm a grown man falling down the stairs. And it was I felt like it was the wrong station for it to happen as well. Bond Street.
It happened in slow motion as well.
Yeah, slow motion. And literally, I could just hear, oh my days, is he okay? Or like, I could just hear so many gasps around, and all I did was shake myself. It was the most painful experience ever. I shook myself off. And I act as if nothing happened. Literally, somebody walked past me. I said, oh, are you okay, mate? I just had something happen. Literally, I had to pretend it wasn't me purely because that's just the way I had to deal with it. And yeah, what these things happen, and you just got to brush it off and move on. Like, yeah.
I think on that end, the moral of today's podcast is take L's every day, bounce back, and forget about them.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
So where can people get you on the socials?
I'm not too big on socials. I'm just on LinkedIn, really. I do have Instagram, but I don't really use it. So mainly LinkedIn. So LinkedIn, Joshua Olisanya. I'm sure everyone knows how to spell Joshua. Olisanya, Olusanya on LinkedIn. So yeah, I'd be happy to connect with anyone. And like, you know, if anyone has any questions about Notion or about what we do, I'd be more than happy to, like, you know, have a chat, have a coffee, and go from there.
Well, Joshua, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Stay tuned for the next episodes and have a very productive week. This should go live on a Wednesday, so we still have a couple more days in a week to hit those targets. So head down, focus. The weekend is almost here, but the work doesn't stop. Yep. Take care.
Take care.